What's up, guys? It's Dr. Nix here, and today we're on the Inner Circle podcast, actually. And you already know who's here. It's me, and it's my boy Rogelio. Needs no introduction.
Yes, sir.
Yep. In today's episode, we're actually with each other in person, so.
Yeah, you could hit me, you know? Oh.
But, it's going to be a pretty interesting episode today. We actually recorded this yesterday night.
Yeah, we recorded this yesterday night and something happened with the file, so we couldn't really use it. But now we know what to talk about now better. Exactly. So it should be a cleaner, more smoother episode. A little bit short, but yeah.
Yeah, so basically we're going to jump right into it. We're going to talk about, you know, what's updating with our lives. And I was eventually going to drop RBP episode, Rich Boy Podcast episode,
yep,
on YouTube. But I actually did last night. I stayed up to like 2 a.m. like editing and stuff like that, and, you know, making a thumbnail, you know, doing all the marketing, putting it on, you know, all the socials and everything. And that went pretty well, so I'm excited for that. You guys should check it out. It's a little bit of an old episode. I got, you know, a couple more,
yep,
that are in the studio just working through those too. But yeah, dude, you guys just have to check it out. It obviously is with me and Rogelio, you know, first guest on. And it's a good one. It's a little bit of a shorter one. You know, it's like 43 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
So it's not like a whole.
It's not. It's not. It's, yeah, it's not too long.
But, you know, it's it is still interesting nonetheless. And you want to tell me about what you started with your, you know, project?
Oh, yeah. So, as you guys know, as whoever follows me on Instagram knows, I'm starting a clothing brand called Unsung, Unsung Collections. And, you know, it has nothing to do with, you know, the podcast and the Discord community. It's just a new brand, new clothes. You know, it's an original idea. And I called it Unsung because on the definition, unsung means unacknowledged. And I could really relate to that in the beginning when I started out in all this. And that's why I feel like, you know, if I felt like that, there must have been like thousands of other people who felt like that also. So this clothing brand is going to be for them. And it's for entrepreneurs, businessmen, and just the self-made. You know, if you're not even an entrepreneur, but if you went out of your way to work towards something, then you should wear the hoodie with pride, and you represent what Unsung means. So that's why I kind of founded that little project. But we're expected to drop the full collection this coming December onto early 2023, so it's looking up for that.
Nice. That's beautiful, man. I was looking at the designs, a couple of the early ones and stuff like that, and I saw him wearing the hoodie, I was like, ooh, I see it. On the Instagram, I was like, okay, you know, looks nice, but, you know, it looks a little, like, simple. And I saw him wearing him in person, I'm like, okay, never mind. It makes a big difference.
Yeah, you get the hoodie. I mean, like, you understand, like, what the hoodie's trying to convey, you know, because all the graphics and everything on the back, the text on the back.
And then the little sleeve designs, too.
Yeah.
Sleeve printing, like, other stuff like that.
Yep.
It's nice, man. I like it. That was a good advert, though, man.
Yeah. It's not even an advert. It's, like, just explaining what it is, you know?
Basically, yeah.
But, yeah, man. I mean, could we talk about what we've been doing the past 3 days? Back to back, man.
Me and Rogelio been, like, constantly out. For the last like few days, and in the last few weeks, actually, we've been like coming over to each other's houses like all the time. You know, we're hanging out a lot, spitballing ideas, you know, kind of like building that connection again and stuff like that. And it's just been really fun, you know, just exploring around, kind of like getting that social aspect back. Because
yeah,
I feel like with us, when we started like really getting into our like your channels and other stuff like that, kind of like started getting closed off socially.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't really go, like, out anywhere, mm-hmm, except for when it was, like, for something. You know what I mean? Like, if we're going to watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then we even found a way to make that into a business idea with making the clothes and stuff like that. With the, like, first drafts of everything. And then, like...
Oh, yeah. Or,
yeah, yeah, it's
yeah,
like, even, yeah, even when like we were just going to chill.
Yeah.
Like, even, you know, that, it was just like, oh, you know, business too. But you know, it's been really fun, man. It's been really fun, you know, hanging out together, and it's just a different experience when you really get to explore your social life without always, you know, having
a timeline or some set of rules to follow. It's just being out and about, you know.
Exactly.
It's something I've really been trying to work on, just going out more, really, like you said, exploring that social aspect. Because I rarely have a social aspect now. You know, I'm not, you know, school's one thing, but it's all online. But other than that, you know, going out, it's mostly with my family. Yeah. It's pretty much it. You know, outside, it's just pretty much, it's literally just you guys. Yeah. So, it's good, you know, just getting that practice, that social aspect. But, yes, but what's today? Sunday? Yesterday, we recorded that episode of the podcast that didn't work out. We were just hanging out. We ate pizza. On Friday, what did we do Friday? You guys went to my house.
Yeah, we're chilling at your house for a little while. I remember because you came over here and then we were out chilling and then we went back to your house, mm-hmm. took some photos. You guys should go look at them on our social medias, Dr. Nixon, Radio CEO. They came out
fire. Oof,
my lord, they came out fire, man.
It's different, you know, just editing raw pictures, and just the exposure and everything. But when it comes to actually color grading,
yeah,
that's the real difference. I love color grading now. It's so much fun.
It is, dude. Like,
you could change like the tones of everything, make everything make the colors more saturated or kill every other color except for green or whatever.
Yeah, I really like that. It's pretty sick. Color popping too.
Yeah,
I really like the aspect to that.
But I wanted to hop on the cast and just really talk about the last time you've been on, man. You know, I mean,
last time I've been on, it was a little while, to be honest. I mean, It feels like quite a while, to be honest.
Probably like 3 months ago. No, not even. What am I saying? Comparing the last time you came on, it's been a significant amount of time.
Yeah, it has. A lot has changed, man. I got all my finances and everything settled. Got my life really planted in, and that more focusing on a lot of personal aspects. You know, I've been doing a lot of writing recently.
Yep.
Just kind of filtering out my thoughts onto, you know, some sort of outlet. And, you know, I've been doing more reading recently, kind of just self-development and growth books. I was like, okay, you know, checking those out again. I recently bought the 7 Habits of the Most Successful People. I think that the title isn't that specific.
7 Habits of Highly Effective People?
Yes, that one, actually. Let me go grab the book right now.
I love that book. I've read that book 2 times. It's really good. That's one of the first books I've bought. Right after that, I went ahead and got Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And then
I actually bought that recently, too, yeah.
And then I need to go ahead and get... what's the one you got? It's the... Oh, there we go. Yeah, Relentless. There you go. Yeah.
So these are the books that I have.
Yep. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey.
Yep. And then Rich Dad Poor Dad, you already know. Relentless by Tim S. Grover. Can't Teach a Kid to Ride a Bike in a Seminar. This is more marketing type of stuff. That's not really as self-help. And then The Path by Peter Malouk and Tony Robbins. Those are
Tony Robbins?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's the ones. Oops. Drop something. So these are my books that I have right there. And then I Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It. I'm not too sure which this one's about. I actually got referred to this by one of my family members. But I heard it's pretty good.
This one's clean.
Yeah. I got them at Target. I actually got them on discount.
Nice.
And then, you know, I've been really getting into that because I used to read a lot of philosophy, actually. I wasn't really into the whole, you know,
businessy type
self and self-development type of thing. I was more into the philosophy and, you know, the way the world is and, you know, how to
navigate perceive it in
different, you know, ways and paths of navigating, like you said. And, you know, so that took up quite a bit of my time. Obviously, I've really loved researching about Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, which are Socrates is the teacher And then Plato is his student. And then Aristotle was Plato's student, basically.
Uh-huh.
And that whole line of Greek philosophers right there is like really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I read a little bit into Friedrich Nietzsche, which is he's a more of a nihilist. And basically what that means is that it is, boil it down simply, it is like the thought experiment or rationale of nothing really mattering. You know what I mean? So it's I don't know, it's sort of like an empty type of philosophy.
Yeah.
It's sort of like an anti-philosophy almost.
Anti?
It's like, yeah, it's like philosophy for people who don't find a lot of meaning and depth in life, which is, I don't know, I feel like it's boiling down a little too simply, but it's like a kind of complicated thing to explain, so it's like a whole thing to get into. But, you know, and then I started switching, you know, onto reading more like self-development books and stuff like that. I need to like finish these off because I kind of read like quite a handful of chapters of each and then keep jumping between them. So I get like really sidetracked. I'm like, shit, okay, finish one book at a time.
Finish one book.
Yeah, you know, but I don't know, it's kind of the way I work. I kind of like jump a lot around.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, man. It's interesting.
So you're reading more?
Yeah, reading and writing more. And talking with friends more, you know, because I've been trying to limit my social media use down to a more reasonable time, unless I'm like posting something or working on something. And I'm
gonna say you should get into like actual like social media, like I could help you like completely revamp your IG account and make it look like professional, or like make you look like as though you're a high value figure. Because you are, but, you know, make it look cleaner, you know?
Yeah. Kind of like do a little bit of a redesign of it, you know, restructuring to be more specific. But, it's a very interesting thing, man. I've been, I've kind of always been about the philosophy of, you know, like the Greek philosophy of your brain and your mind need to be as strong as your body is.
Yeah.
You know, and your body needs to be as strong as your mind. So if there's any imbalance, you need to work on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I kind of dropped that for a little bit. I kind of dropped the ball on that, to be honest. And then, you know, sort of picked it back up recently.
Right.
And, like, really getting my life in order.
Yeah.
Really making sure that structure's there, that, you know, discipline's there, and that I'm not just pissing away my time or just spending on stupid shit.
Right.
And, you know, it's a little bit of a struggle kind of getting back into that because, you know, it's obviously hard to just jump right back in once you've taken a little bit off. But, you know, finding that satisfaction in my life and the gratitude and just overall, like, peace I have with myself and, like, joy I have with myself because I'm accomplishing things is more than worth it. It's very much more than worth it, and it really helps you stick to, you know, your outline and, you know, your overall structure of what you want your life to be.
Yeah. How would you say, what do you think changed? Like, let's say with you, for example, or like, besides you reading more, you know, obviously the lessons, the last time you were on an episode, What would you say, like, has changed you, like, in, like, a little bit or, like, in any aspect in, like, a three-month time frame?
I feel like I've kind of was starting to get fed up with my own comfort, really. And not, like, comfort, like, oh, you know, I live in, a better place and, like, have more, like, a better state of mind and stuff like that. Not like that. But more comfort being like, oh yeah, I'm fine where I'm at. I don't really, you know, need to push too hard right now. Yeah, I just take a little bit of a break. And it's good to take intermittent breaks. And, you know, because you can't always be flooring it. Your foot can't always be sleeping on the gas all the time. You know, so you gotta slow down intermittently so that you don't burn yourself out. But, you know, I was like, okay, I feel like, you know, this little bit of a break, kind of debriefing and, you know, getting used to my new life you know, is starting to overstay its welcome a little bit. I feel like I'm taking a little too easy. And then, you know, like I saw you pushing through and making shit happen with your channels, your, you know, different clothing brands, you know, the Inner Circle and then Unsung, which is, Unsung's its own individualistic project. And I was like, all right, you know, it's time to take it seriously and, you know, time to get back into the groove and start warming up again because, you know, it's okay.
I remember I put you on blast. What was it, 2 days ago when we went to go to In-N-Out, remember? Yeah. The car ride, I put you on blast about Rich Boy.
Yeah, you're like, you know, oh, you've been saying that for, you know, like hella months. Like how many more months, you know, are you going to say that for? Because like, I feel like you've said that like 15 times this year. And I was like, maybe not this year. You're like, okay, well, since a couple months ago, since you said you were last going to post it, I swear you say that like 15 times. I'm like, okay, you know, that's fair. And we're walking back from In-N-Out and stuff like that. And I was kind of thinking to myself, you know, I was like, oh, you know, like how much longer? I come back home and, you know, blah, 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 I do my own thing.
This was after like, debrief and everything. This was after we recorded and then the podcast didn't work. Like yeah. The audio didn't work. I'm like, ah, damn, I'm gonna have to re-record it and then.
Because that was yesterday. We're like, yeah. We recorded a whole session. Yeah, you know, got it done. And then I sent him the file. It was like 11, like 30 or something like that. And I was trying to like push it through, and it like wasn't. It went through eventually, and I was like, okay, cool. It's got the file all working. And then the file, it was
like very choppy. You know, like yeah. It would cut. And short is like the file didn't work, right?
Yeah, it chopped a big chunk of what our like talking point was out of it in the beginning. So it's like does a little, you know, 30, 40 second intro, and then it skips to like a minute and a half. Or like it skips to like almost like 2 minutes or something like that. It's like a significant portion of time we're talking.
Yeah.
And then we're like, fuck, we're gonna have to repost and we're gonna have to re-record and then we're gonna have to upload it again, which is, you know, what today's episode is. And then, you know, I was late at night and I was like, damn, you know, I was kind of thinking, I'm like, well, now we know what to talk about, right? But I was like, well, there's no content coming out, you know? Like,
yeah.
We're trying to upload today and I was excited to upload, or at least today or like early tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, shit, you know, what are we going to do? And I was thinking to myself and I was like, you know what? I've been thinking about it. And I'm like, how many more, you know, months is going to be? Like, oh, you said this 4 months ago. You're going to wait another, we're going to have to wait another 4 months till you drop something? Or, you know, I was thinking that to myself. I'm like, I was talking to myself and I was like, you know, are you really going to make everybody wait another 4 months? I'm like, you know, you're going to just die of old age before this fucking podcast comes out, dude. I'm like, literally, you know, everybody's sleeping on it now because, you know, they've been in a drought, man. And I was like, you know what? It's time to drop something. And then I was, you know, going through editing the thumbnail. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to figure out, you know, how to, you know, like fix the design, what I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
Long story short, I edit the audio a little bit, you know, clean it up a little bit, you know, make it sound good. And then I figured out all the thumbnail, what I want to do, what I want to title it, get all the tags done. And it's like, I think it's like 2 a.m. or something like that. And I send a link in the chat and like everybody's asleep. And I send a link in the chat and it says, Rich Boy Podcast, Episode 1, How to Break the Mold. And then, you know, the thumbnail is, like, similarly titled. It's, like, RBP Episode 1, like, How to Break the Mold. It's, like, Breaking the Mold as an entrepreneur.
It's, like, in the text as...
Yeah, Breaking the Mold as an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And it's, like, I was excited. I did all the marketing for it. I put it on, you know, my Instagram, published it to a couple of servers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I published it to a couple of the servers. I'm not sure how many people viewed it yet because I haven't checked in a couple hours.
What are we at the views right now?
Let me check. Let's right check now. Live. Live update. Let's see. Cable. We are at 11 views in 13 hours. Not too bad, seeing as the channel has 8 subscribers.
Wait, when did you upload the intro?
5 months ago.
Exactly, bro.
I know. That's why I was like, dude, fuck, I have to like seriously put something out. And then I was like, you know what? I can't let them be in a drought. You know, our episode fell through technical issues. It wasn't even like, you know, we weren't going to upload it. It was just through technical issues. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it, bro. Just drop it right now. And I was like, you don't have work tomorrow. You're literally going to hang out with Rahelio tomorrow. And you guys are going to record an episode anyway. So you might as well not waste your time together editing the video tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I was like, just do it right now. And I was like, you know what?
Maybe I will.
Yes, I think I will. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to drop the episode. And, you know, now RBP is born. I got a next one. I already know what I'm going to do with the thumbnail. I'm just looking for a couple of pictures because I forgot which folders in my laptop they're in.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of searching through, like digging through. But it's going to be with Mario. Little spoiler. It's quite a bit of a longer episode.
Yeah.
But it's all good.
It's a little... It's going to be a little, like, 30, 35-minute excerpt from the 2 hours you guys recorded.
Dude, okay. It was funny. We made, like, tons of jokes, so I like that. And basically, I don't want to spoil it too much. I don't want to, you know, give any, like, any of the big parts away. But it is about how he views the music industry as being a musician. So that's all I'm going to tell you. That's all the details you guys get. It's going to be, I'm going to be editing it a little bit later. Mm. You know, and I've already got it all recorded. It's saved. The file was not corrupted or anything. I made sure to, you know, get all the audio good. And that's going to be the next video. So I hope you guys got quite a while to sit through because there's a lot of content in that video.
2 hours.
It's like almost 2 hours. It's like really just barely short of 2 hours.
You know, you Preston, you have a YouTube channel called Dodgernix, right? That's your alter ego.
Yeah,
Preston during the day, Dodgernix at night, right?
Yeah.
It's like ASMR, right?
Yeah.
So how would you being an ASMR be different than, let's say, like a vlogger or like a regular like a content creator like me, in a sense? Is it like, I know the niche is completely different, so I just want to figure out, I just want to know, because I'm curious, how do you navigate through the ASMR world, you being an ASMR creator?
Well, right now it's kind of difficult, because YouTube is kind of slapping me in the face with changing the algorithm again, and I had totally gamed the shit out of the algorithm before. But now it's quite difficult because they keep switching up a lot of the rules, and there's a lot of internal, like VA drama and stuff like that. Just people being stupid on some ends, and then people being like fucking weirdos on other ends. You know, so it's like I don't know. It's very volatile. It's kind of a, like, at first it seems like an easy market to break into, but to keep it consistent, since there are sort of like the like pillars of people, it's easy to break into as an amateur because there's not a ton of competition.
Yeah.
Comparatively to like gaming or vlog, like everybody does gaming, everybody does vlogging, mm-hmm. everybody does makeup and stuff like that. So it's like, it's very hard to break into those and get any sort of attention because it's just extremely competitive and there's so many people there. It's very oversaturated.
Right.
But with VA, it's a lot less saturated. But it's harder to get into because there are certain YouTubers that kind of like hold the reins on that because there's so little competition. And they started, you know, a year or two earlier than I did because I didn't know about it at the time. So it's just difficult to kind of break into that because there are some people who kind of like gatekeep in that sort of community.
Yeah.
And people have their favorites and stuff like that. And obviously, I've been called, you know, budget corpse like 100 bajillion times in a row.
Budget corpse?
Yeah, like low budget corpse. And some people actually call me corpse but better, which I took as a big ass compliment.
Damn.
It was like a couple of my subscribers in the comment section, like, he's like corpse but better. I'm like, holy shit, I'm coming for your neck, bro. Give me a little bit more. I promise I'm gonna be right on your ass with support and in my community and subscribers, bro. But it is really volatile and there are a lot of things, but there's a lot of good, you know, pros too. Like, community is very supportive of you. It's kind of just YouTube that are kind of just, you know, asshats. I'm gonna try not to swear too much in this video because, you know, I'm not trying to get you like say censored or age restricted.
Oh,
but
no, you're good. No.
Yeah.
Everything's raw here, so we're good.
They're being poo-poo lickers.
Yep.
Yeah, but no, it's just it's mostly YouTube. The community is really good if you foster a good community. And luckily I have. They're all very supportive people. I appreciate them. And they're always like right on my videos when they're notified and stuff like that if they're subscribed. But I don't know. The algorithm is just very harsh towards that sort of content because they've seen certain YouTubers who are like voice actors and voice actresses who do like NSFW, like not safe for work. Yeah. And then they kind of just like with one foul swoop, like slap the whole genre in the face, even if you're not even involved in that. Or even if your videos are clean and there's nothing like suggestive about them, you still get hit just because you're associated.
Yeah.
Like, it's sort of like the guilty by association type of ruling, which is really annoying because it's like, I'm not even with those type of people though, but just because I'm in the same genre, I just get, you know, I get dogged on. Like that person has like hundreds of thousands of subscribers. They can take a little slap from YouTube and be fine. When I take a little slap, it's a big one because I only have like 1,100 subscribers.
At 1,100 followers, why not make a Discord community, call it Dots World or Dots.
I'm thinking of doing that.
Dots World or Dots Kingdom or whatever.
Yeah, I'm thinking of doing that.
And then that way your community is like, you know, more engaged with, you know, the legendary Dots mix. But
legendary.
But yeah, I mean, making a community is like A1, like how I did. You know, it's growing, but it's again a completely different niche. It's like on my end, it's more like business oriented and like people join to figure out what they want to do, and it's not paid or anything. It's just there, but it's going good. You know, the unsung entrepreneur. It's good. It's going there. It's getting there, but I've come a long way.
Yeah, definitely. It's been quite an interesting journey seeing how much we've changed from where we're at, especially in terms of success, in terms of like lifestyle, you know. Because, you know, with prosperity brings obviously, you know, better, like higher level of lifestyle and like better life and stuff like that. And it's interesting, you know, like Rogelio mentioned earlier, he's like, dude, you know, like we're actually going to see each other soon in Dubai because, you know, like even these last few days, we've been kind of just like going all around town, hanging out, like stress free. You know,
we might actually go out later tonight, maybe.
Yeah, like maybe.
Not even a joke.
Like, we haven't, like, kind of, like, finalized the plan, but that's pretty much what we're leaning towards. And it's just it's a great thing, you know, because it's, like, it's so alleviating of stress when you're in a better position. And I think that's one point that really should be stressed is, you know, try your best to get out of the current, you know, like, poor situations that you're in or that poor lifestyle that you're in because you know, there's always a choice. You know what I mean? You always have a choice to, you know, push harder or, you know, kind of stay where you're at. And I know it's the sort of like grind set type of, oh, why would you sleep when you could grind? But it's like, obviously there's moderation in that. But, you know, once you find your balance, like it very much helps. You should definitely look towards, you know, building your own sort of station and your own, you know, network and stuff like that.
Man, that just be like, just man, be the guy at the helm.
At
the helm, yeah.
Because it's like it very much helps you, not only, you know, financially, but also
it like authorizes you that I am this leader, I am the owner of this, and people follow me. I have people on my back. You know?
Like if you're that leader and you're looking for that position, the thing is, you need to make an opening. You know, with fighters, they don't wait for an opening to happen. They do flinches and feints, which, you know, allow an opportunity to be open, and then they capitalize on it. And a lot of people don't realize that. They're like, oh, you know, when the time is right, when the opportunity presents itself, well, that's just, I guess just is never going to happen because there is no right time. There is no opportunity that opens itself to you. You kind of make an opening in that And when that opening is made because you did it, that's when the time is right. That's how you know the time is right, because there is an opening. So you got to capitalize that like ASAP. I mean, like moving rapidly, like Eric Thomas says, like you got to, you know, you, if you're at 85, I want you at 90 in climbing, you know?
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of people don't understand. They're like, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, it's just not my time. Well, the only reason it's not your time is because you're allowing it to be everybody else's time. Mm. You're allowing everybody else to take the reins. And it's like, okay, I'm sorry. When are you going to be the star of your own movie? And you're kind of side character right now. You're kind of side character attitude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can't really complain that you're a side character in your own life when you keep giving the stardom to other people, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe you gotta stop acting like you keep cameoing in their shit because it's just so much better than yours. Well, you know, that's how it's gonna be then. If you keep acting like their shit is just so much better than yours, then it will be, because you're going to work towards making that a reality. You know, you're gonna work towards making that the truth because that's what you believe.
Yeah.
And if that's your identity, that you're kind of the side person, that you're kind of, you know, the side character, you know, kind of just background or anything like that, well, you know, you can't act indifferent to who you are. People want to be consistent as they can. And, you know, when you keep saying, I am this, I am this, I am this, and you really believe it and you work towards that,
it'll happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Whether that's a good or bad thing, you know, that's entirely up to you to decide. You got to figure that out for yourself. But it will happen because you're taking steps towards it. You understand who it is that you are, and you understand why, overall, it's most important, why you are that. You know,
or so why you're doing X. You know,
yeah, you know, why your purpose is. And, you know, that's why you keep getting shoved to the side, because you're like, oh, well, I'm like this because of insert, you know, whatever. Oh, I'm this because of blah, blah, blah. I'm this, you know, because of him or her or this or that.
Yeah.
Or there or then or whatever it is, you know.
It's like you just got to figure out what you like and then do it. And then that's like what Nike says, bro, just do it. And that's not even a joke. You know, all you have to, like, I was telling Caldera this. Shout out Caldera. She's in the Discord community. I was telling her that, you know, she was on the edge of throwing her business idea away. I was like, okay, what was your business idea? And then she's like, I wanted to start a clothing line. And then she's like, you know, like, how do you do it? You know, like, how do you, like, I'm like, okay, how do I do what? And then she just said, like, everything. Like, how do you, like, how? Like, she didn't really give me,
a specific
word off of, like, how do I do X? How do I do this? She was just saying, like, how? Like, why? Just everything. How? Yeah. Everything. And I couldn't answer. I didn't know how to answer her. And then I just said, like, you know, just whatever your idea is, just do it. And maybe just try it. And then, who knows, maybe it'll stick. And for her, it did. Because her thing was a clothing brand. She wanted to start a clothing brand because she lives in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I was about to throw this. I was about to not act on it because it's like a dumb idea. I'm like, no idea is dumb. Just let me. No idea is dumb to, an idea is dumb to every other person. You just have to tell your idea to the right people.
Yeah.
Right. And you know she started her fucking clothing brand, and you know it's off the ground. You know, she's getting hoodies by like every size in 3 weeks by bulk. Mm. So I'm super proud of her. But that just goes to show that, you know, she's literally the embodiment of, you know, just do it, you know, full send.
Yeah.
And it worked out for her.
What's her name? Caldera?
Caldera.
Oh, Caldera. Shout out Caldera, the goat, for real.
But, I mean, it's just, you just have to do it, dude. I mean, you just have to just full send.
Yeah, you just gotta find out why. Like, why are you doing it? Are you doing it just because, like, there's nothing better to do? Or are you doing it because we have an extreme, like, personal reason? And the stronger your reason why is, the more unstoppable you're gonna be. Because, you know, once you figure out why you're doing things and what your purpose is...
Yeah, definitely.
Pretty much the plan just comes on later. Like, you can, you figure out the plan later. You figure out
I'll put it off to the side. I'll put it off until tomorrow, or I don't really know what to do.
So and that's why with the whole Rich Boy podcast, we're going to start, you know, wrapping up on that note, like how we began.
It's, or the concept, the mere conception of the title, you know?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like, I didn't drop the episode, and it's like, why aren't you dropping it? It's like, I don't know. It's like, okay, why did you want to drop it then? And I was thinking to myself last night, I was like, well, I guess I just wanted to provide value to people and kind of break down the steps to success. And it's like, because I want everybody to come up with me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that and the, remember what I told you in the car ride about, like, what's your schedule on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, the whole, like,
and I was telling you about, like, okay, you like, you say you get ready to go to bed by 9. Like, what if you're, like, instead of that, you say, fuck that, and then just, like, stay in the day clothes, or maybe get comfortable, whatever, but just stay up 9... 10, 11, 12. This would be like on a Friday. You know, you don't work Saturday, you don't work Sunday.
I don't work Sunday or Monday, but yeah. No, I get what you're saying,
though. Yeah, like on days you don't work, for example. You just, you know, you do your thing, blah, blah, blah. Or even on days off. Fuck, I mean, or like let's say you get home from work, right? Shower, rest, go to sleep, recharge, whatever. You wake up and it's like 8:30 or 7:30. Yeah. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 1, 2, it's 6 hours. That's a long time to get shit done. So when he's like, literally, like, I'm like, okay, so just flashback to like last October, November, when you were still living in your parents' house.
Yeah.
The environment you were around was like so saturated. Stress and like, I gotta go to work again, do the same thing in the morning.
Impending sense of doom.
You were like drained out, creatively, you know, you couldn't really do your shit. And I don't know how you did it with Doshniks, because in that environment,
oh no, sometimes I wonder myself. I'm like, oh, bro, I just dragged myself through it.
No,
bro.
It's funny because you're like, because I'm like, okay, this fool went through hell to make bangers, you know, on Doshniks, and now that he's here, like in another space, like with like impending creativeness, you don't do shit. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, dude, like,
well, yeah, it took me a little bit to kind of like bounce back from that, but now that I'm back, it's like, okay,
yeah, I was,
you know,
like
it's time to really restructure and be like, okay, the reason why I'm doing this and the reason why, you know, I'm making this, I don't need to be under, you know, constant strain and stress and like pain and shit like that in order to feel like I'm worth making the content. It's like, you're worthy of making that content in any sort of condition. You can pump it out like I did with just bullshit ass 10, 12 hour, like 8 to 12 hour, kind of depending, a lot of their shifts went 12 hours, but like, you know, fucking construction all day and just staying up and like eating into your fucking like 6 hours of sleep that you get. And, you know, like just pumping it out just because, you know, you gotta want it more than anybody else, you know? And the reason why you keep fucking losing is because you don't deserve to win because you don't want it more than other people.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, the whole thing with like, you know, Thanos winning, it's like he wanted it more. He wanted to win more than they wanted him to fail. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, he didn't do a good thing. Obviously it's a fictional, you know, story. So it's like, whatever, but you know, like, that's a real life story, though. That's a real life sort of thing. If people want your destruction more than you want your success, then they will win because they'll break you down. They'll throw every insult at you. Are you kidding me? I used to be bullied for like 4 years straight. I'm not going to go into the whole story because we got to start wrapping up soon. But the point is, I got bullied for like 4 years straight back in like middle school. And shit like that, and like getting into like it was like elementary to like middle school and shit like that, and then you know, it's like those people broke me down. They almost broke me down. They got really close, but I wanted to show them up and have them like praise me and be like, no, actually, it's in your face, bro, because, you know, I wanted my own success and I wanted that glory. And I wanted that, you know, victory over them, saying, no, you're not going to decide what I am. I will. and you're actually going to approve of it, whether you want to or not. You can sit in the corner being like, whatever. I mean, I bet it wasn't that hard. Whatever. I mean, I could do that too. Whatever. Okay, you're not, though. You're not doing it too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wanted that much more than they wanted me to fail. All those jokes and all those, you know, fucking constantly putting me down, calling me every single thing. And but by the way, this was like way before cancel culture and all that shit. So you could say whatever you fucking want. There wasn't no like cancel this. There wasn't no like fucking, oh, every single thing is a slur. Oh, that kid was ruthless, bro. Everything you could possibly think of.
BO2 lobby.
Yeah, it was like MW2 lobby, bro. That shit went back, bro. You know, and that's what you gotta push through, because I just wanted my success and, you know, to rub it in their face much more. Yeah. And I was like, I know I can do this, and I'm not gonna let you decide. And I want it way more than you wanna make fun of me. I promise you. I will do this way harder than you could possibly think of. And, you know, it doesn't even matter if you're stronger than me right now, because I will beat you. And I did. I ended up, like, you know, getting much stronger, even though I had, like, disadvantages and shit like that. Started later, like, working out with some of these kids, like, trained a lot less hours of the day because I just, you know, didn't have rides from, like, school and back very easily. So it took me a long time to, like, set those up. And I was like, it doesn't matter, because whatever you do, I'm going to top you, because there's just no way I can allow you to beat me. I can't let you be better than me. You know, I can't let you just lap me and be right about all that bullying, because it's a lie and I can't let you get away with lies, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I have to slap all that hate out your voice and, you know, really show you up and, you know, show you that you're actually wrong the whole time. You know, you were convincing yourself of a lie.
Yeah.
And that's basically the moral of the story. You know, we're going to wrap it up today with that. Is that you really got to want and desperately need to succeed more than they enjoy making you, trying to make you fail and putting you down and trying to make you miserable.
Yep.
And, you know, we gotta end on that. You got anything final to say?
I don't think so, man. You got everything, man. Hey, thanks for hosting, dude.
Of course, man. Thanks for letting me host. You know, I'm always glad to be on the show as the COO, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you are, man. Literally, exactly. You brought this idea with me from the ground up. And, you know, back in history, dude, back in that history class.
That was like, who knew? I don't know, man. That was crazy. Everything worked out. Once we get Mario on the show,
oh yeah,
we can make it hella long. So
this is MP4, actual footage of the podcast coming soon. You just need to get the camera set up, microphone set up, light set up. And it's going to take a while, but that's where I want to head towards. Just all the episodes are going to be on YouTube.
Yeah.
And just audio files on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.
Exactly.
But, Preston, thank you for being on the show once again. And, you guys, right. I'll catch you guys on the next episode.
All right. See you later. Peace.
Peace out, guys.